Welcome back, everybody. This is Glenn Stout with HSPN Sports. Another big Friday night under the lights. Our high school game of the week, Hallandale Chargers versus the Stranahan Dragons down at Hallandale, Florida. We had an hour lightning delay, a lot of water on that field, which created a lot of muck. I've got the player of the game on the line with me right now. He's a big-time running back out of Chargers, Zach Moss, number four. Zach, last night, the ones that I caught, first half, put all these numbers up, over 113 yards, three touchdowns, third time he touched the ball, took it in the end zone. Looks like the fifth and the sixth times he touched the ball, right into the end zone, all the first half. Fantastic game. Like I said, the announcers last night named you the player of the game. Congratulations, and how you feeling today, Zach?
Thank you for the award. I'm pretty good right now. I'm still good. No soreness, man. I'm good.
Yeah, the running back, I'm familiar with it. Back in the day, I was a running back and played a little ball myself, and I knew that, three hours after the game, don't touch me because, man, I'm starting to warm up and warm down. And I know you must feel the same way. Those girls, you tell them to keep the hands off about 3 hours after the game?
Yeah.
Well, I it's funny because, running backs, you get shot at every angle. You know, those linemen are head up. DBs are coming downhill. Wide receivers can dance all day long. But, baby, when they hand you that ball, you know what happens. It's kill the man with the ball, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's get. I got a bunch of questions I wanted to ask you about not only last night's game, but some questions about yourself. And like I talked about earlier, you know, you're one of the 1% that's very fortunate that's going to go on to the next level. And one of the first questions I wanted to ask you was, what are your goals for the rest of this year, Zach?
Around get about 1,000+ yards. Help my team out in the passing game, which we're known for. And the lead Broward in touchdowns and rushing, and win a big championship. Ultimate goal.
You want that ring, right?
Of course.
They got close last year. I understand you were down at Matter, and they got close until the Rockets came in town, and so maybe you can make that happen. That'll be interesting to watch. You had some big carries last night with some big holes. Tell me about the guys up front who are responsible for creating those holes.
My offensive line, one of them being Raymond Seville, big guy, underrated 2016 O-lineman, heart of the O-line. Another one, Quan, Keon, like a lot of those guys down there, Dwight, and they get work done. You know, they don't get all of the credit. I mean, it comes all the way back to me and stuff like that. But I make sure they know that they're the ones that make it happen.
Well, that's good because, man, I saw you take the ball off two times on the right side, and there were some big holes. It looks like it was the same play. Tell me about that play.
Coach Jace wanted to keep the offense real, real basic this week. So we ran basically the same plays over and over. So, I mean, and that was our basic run play. So, I mean, we practiced it the whole week. So, I mean, coming out and doing it was pretty easy for those guys down there. And, I mean, once they gave me the hole, I tell them they just do their job, and I'm going to do my job, and we're going to get this W easily.
Was that a zone read off the right side? What was that?
Yeah, zone read.
So you just follow your tackle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my guard kicks it, blocks his man inside, tackle kicks his man out, and I get up in there and just, I mean, if you leave me with a safety, it's not going to happen.
I know that, man. You're 5'11", over 200 pounds, right?
Yeah.
And what's your 40 speed?
4.5.
Yeah, that's getting it. And it looked like identical plays. It looked like you hit the identical place in the end zone. It was difficult to see the lines, the markers, because the field was so torn up. Actually, it was a great game to watch, man. You guys slipping and sliding. And, you know, one of the things that kind of field will do is it'll really punish you if you try to cut off your inside foot, which you never did. Fundamentally, you never did that, but I saw a couple of guys try to cut off their inside foot, and man, it ain't gonna happen on a dry track, let alone a muck track. But it was interesting. Tell me about Coach Jones. I know he spends a lot of time helping the guys get recruited. You got 13 commits, got a ton of seniors, almost 40 seniors. tell me about your Coach Jones, your relationship with him.
I mean, I've known Coach Jones since I played Optimus. So we go back a little while. When I heard that they didn't have a running back for this year, I felt like rejoining with some of the guys I played Optimus ball with and him being the head coach, I thought it was a perfect fit. So, I mean, he's a great guy. Make sure everyone on the team, make sure they have to do what they have to do. And he's getting a lot of kids into college.
He does do that, and we were there probably about 8 years ago when we started our program to help kids flying under the radar, and we used to come down every week, and Coach Jones was very, very committed about the process, and it's just a pleasure for us to go down to see Damian, and also the time he spends up at the College Fair for those guys that are flying under the radar. There's a big lineman that need the help, and you guys are fortunate because you're loaded up. I can't imagine 40 of you leaving. And second half you got a lot of fresh players in. You came out the first half after the first half.
Yeah, I was done right after the first half was over.
Well, that's good because that kind of track you could possibly get injured. You got a big game this week, and I hear what you're saying. You didn't show too much because you got those mighty mighty Raiders coming in town, and that's a big game midway through the season. Tell me something about that.
I mean, it's to me. It's not a game, but I mean, to a lot of people out here, media and stuff like that, they feel like it is a huge game. So I mean, we coming in with the same mentality, just another opponent in our way, and they coming to us. So I mean, we got the home field advantage, and they just gonna get dealt with just like other teams we play.
It's gonna be a big one, I can't wait to. I don't know if we're gonna be down there. I'm not sure where our broadcast schedule is, but we're certainly gonna be looking at some of the scores. I see August 9th you took a visit over to University of Miami, but it wasn't until several months later in April you committed to the U. Tell me what it was, some of the things about Miami that made you decide on them over these other schools.
I mean, right away they showed a lot of love. Me coming from a small program, high school, they showed a lot of love. They was following me for a long time. Plus, the class that I'm in, the 2016 class, was just loaded, one of the best nationally. I just felt like it was a great move for me. Plus, that's like, I want to go to the NFL, so I mean, that's a pipeline to the NFL because all the running backs that go to the NFL from that school. So I just feel like it was a great place, and plus it's close to home right here in Florida, so that's what I wanted to do.
Well, that you'll be playing with a lot of players down there that you played against and with down here in Broward and Dade County too, as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's a question I want you to be able to give to those guys that are flying under the radar, the guys that when you weren't last year or whenever it was. Well, it looks like you started receiving offers this year, correct?
Yeah, around summertime or early spring.
Right, I see that. And what would, before you began to get offers, I want this question to be, or the question that you have will help those guys that are flying under the radar that just, you know, are struggling with the whole process. What was your biggest question about the recruiting process that other athletes out there may need to know?
I would say, like, was I in the best situation at like certain schools you go to? Like, it's like nowadays, like, it's who you know, because you could be the best player in your school, and if you don't know that person that can help you get seen and stuff like that, you got to know you just got to know the people.
So in your case, that's a great comment, and I know that it's a touchy subject because I can tell by the way you're answering it, but I mentor literally over the years thousands of student athletes. I hear you, because some of the things that student athletes and parents think is that it's their coach's responsibility. And unlike Coach Jones, most coaches in the nation have no pocket of which they can get kids recruited. So what happens is, like you said, you could be the best player on that team, but if nobody sees you, then it doesn't matter how good you are.
Yeah.
Now, how about Allendale, 13 kids. Coach Jones is absolutely fantastic. Those linemen, you know, what are the question, what are the things they need to do? What are the things they need to know to get themselves on the radar?
I mean, sometimes we talk about it, me and O-line. I mean, they just do their job. I mean, everything's going to fall into place. I mean, Hollandale's already has eyes on them with 13 guys committed. So college coaches are always looking in and seeing the guys. So, I mean, if they just do what they have to do and don't worry about offenses, play your game. I mean, if you play your game, someone has to see you. If you're good, someone has to see you.
Now, I know one thing for sure, because we have a relationship with Coach Tim Harris down at the U. One of the things he says that we have recorded and we play back to the kids, the student athletes all the time, is that transcripts are going to beat out over athletic ability anytime. Tell me your experience with Coach Harris and what impressed you about him.
I mean, Coach Harris is a great guy. I've been to the U countless times this year. More than I ever been. So every time I went, we and him would just cool out, talk, grab something to eat. He's a good coach. He has a great vision for the running backs. I mean, he's a great mentor over everything. Like, we don't have to talk about football 24/7. We can talk about family or schoolwork or just how life's going right now and stuff like that.
And that's important. That's real important.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk football 24/7, man, because I know what you're talking about. I mean, you're in it, and it's playing at a high level. Sometimes that's all you eat and sleep and drink, and to have a coach to be able to talk about family, it's just it's relaxing, isn't it? Let me ask you a question about the advice that you'd given other student athletes. I see you started attending the camps this summer. What advice would you give them about attending camps?
Camps is another way for you to get seen. Those camps work with a lot of coaches, recruiting sites, and stuff like that, so they get your information out there. I mean, you just grind all day, every day, and then go out to the camps and show them what you've been working on. And if your numbers come back pretty good, that's another way. A lot of kids get offered off of camps and stuff like that.
Well, you played one of the hottest 7-on-7 teams in the country, the Florida Fire. We hosted down in at MacArthur High School, the Elite 7v7. How did the training help you prepare for the season?
Just kept me in conditioning. Playing against a lot of guys I would see in pads, so learning their tendencies, watching them play and stuff like that, just see how mentally tough they were and stuff like that. But it kept me in condition just to be able to get out there
and compete with the best of the best. I know it really helps out the wide receivers and the quarterbacks. I just was wondering how it helped out the running back.
I mean, I can catch the ball at the backfield. So, I mean, at 707, I played a lot of slot. So we ran a lot of spread. We didn't really use running back too much in 707. So.
I know you. I asked you about your personal goals, and you want to hit over 1,000 yards. You got a big game this week, halfway point of the season. What do you want to tell those Raiders that are coming into town?
They come into Charger Town. That's all I have to say.
They better
Unless
be ready.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, this is Zach Moss, senior running back, Hallandale Chargers on HSPNSports.com. I want to thank you, Zach, your day today. I want to thank you for, being the student athlete you are and representing Hallandale the way you do and the Chargers, and we look forward to seeing you more the rest of this year.
All right, thank you for having me on.
Thank you.